Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. I'm sitting inside the Time magazine is by Angela Haupt, H-A-U-P-T, and it's an August 5th article. And as I know, the title is What to Say to Someone Who is Dying, According to Hospice Workers. Para comenzar tu día, these statements that come out in El Nuevo Día, and it kind of related to the comment I made with respect to Hamlet, which is, of course, tragedy, and he at that moment not thinking of the good parts of life, and in line with that, this particular saying came out on the 8th of August in Nuevo Día, and says, si exagerásemos nuestras alegrías, como hacemos con nuestras penas, nuestros problemas perderían importancia. That's by a French writer called Anatole France. So, French writer called France. Huh? If we exaggerated our joys as much as we do with our sufferings, our problems would reduce in importance, perderían importancia. So in that regard, there's something you probably would say to Hamlet, we tend to exaggerate our sufferings and all, and we don't exaggerate and appreciate, you know, our happiness and all, I'm sure Hamlet would have loved to hear that, but it is really very, very, very true that we tend to, you know, to think about the bad things and not the good ones. There's another saying here, by W. P. Kinsella, and this was the 7th of August, the day before. El éxito es obtener lo que quieres. La felicidad es querer lo que obtienes. Success is obtaining what you want, and happiness or well-being is wanting what you have or what you have obtained. So, you set up your goals. You struggle for successes and things that you want, but at the same time, as you go through life and as you trying to reach the next challenge, be happy with what you have obtained and what you have at that moment. So the thing is, I can't wait to graduate, or I can't wait to pass this exam, right? What achieved today? What was good today? And that'll come, you know, that exam or that graduation or that wedding or that job or whatever will come. But don't delay your happiness because of that. There was an article kind of on I've talking about the developments that I've had as I go to we go to sleep, and great part was, you know, breathing exercise was this the art of living in at a retreat in Boone, North Carolina, and this meditation and breathing exercises. In this particular article, somebody like Hamlet at a given moment, you know, just deep breathing when you get frustrated and overwhelmed with life is critical. And this article is five breathing exercises that actually help you feel calmer. And of course, it explains, you know, why breathing exercises are good physically and all. And then it goes into the five. And the first one is called box breathing, which is to inhale for four counts, to hold your breath for four counts, and to exhale for four counts through your nose, and you repeat it, and all. This is the breathing exercise I do before going to bed each night. I didn't realize it, but combined in the art of living, combined with some physical, you put your hands on your hip or just above your hip, you put your hands across your chest, and then you put them over your shoulder, and then there's various things along with it. But basically, it's four counts in and four counts out through the nose. Then there's this other one called the 4-7-8 breathing. Probably that's the one you've heard of. And it's you inhale through your nose for four counts. Sometimes it's five or four counts. You hold your breath for seven counts. And then you slowly exhale through your mouth for eight counts. And then you repeat it two or three times. I use this. After I finish the whole art of living, it's called the sky technique, and it has about one, two, three, four, then three. There's about seven steps through the whole process. It probably takes about 15 or 20 minutes, but then at the end of that, I do this one, and that's for the 4-7-8 breathing, and I inhale through the nose for four counts, and then for seven, and you and as you slowly exhale, this is something that you do before yoga is often, you kind of you breathe out through your mouth, but with a sound, just exhale, get all the breath out, and then completely inhale again through the nose, and again throughout. When you're in a yoga class and everybody is doing it's the whole sound is very calming and all. So that's the second breathing exercise, 4-7-8 breathing. The third is the physiological sigh, and this you inhale deeply through your nose, filling your ears and with air and allowing your diaphragm to expand. Take a second shorter inhalation through your nose, exhale slowly and fully through the mouth. So that's pretty similar to the 4-7-8. It's just more within the diaphragm. The alternate nostril breathing. I found that kind of interesting because after I finish the breathing exercises and then do that 4-7-8, exhaling through a thing, I do meditation, and I go through my body, and when I go through the nose area and pay attention to my breathing, I do this alternate nostril breathing. And of course, the way it says here is gently close your right nostril with the thumb or of your right hand and inhale through your left nostril for a count of four. Gently close your left nostril with your ring finger, release your thumb, and exhale through your right nostril for a count of four. Inhale through your right nostril for a quarter. So it's a back, but there you, I basically do the breathing through one of the two nostrils, the right or the left, without putting my thumb or my finger at all. And then the other thing I found that I can, that's kind of interesting because it brings you into mindfulness, is as I breathe through my right nostril, I fill up my right lung, and breathe through my left nostril, and fill up my left and then I do cross the left nostril, fill up my right lung, and I found that, and so I just developed by myself. And then I'm reading this article, there it is, the alternate nostril breathing, so it's pretty good. And then there's this diaphragmatic breathing, and this is, some people call it belly thing. And basically, you put one hand on your stomach and another one in your chest, and then you make sure that the breath is in the belly, the diaphragm. as you breathe in and breathe out, all just completely belly breathing, and all. To a certain extent, in the art of living, the sky technique, as you're putting your hands and your hip and then your chest and then your shoulder, you're feeling your body expanding and contracting. So it kind of ties in, you know, the breathing with this the thing. I don't know if you use any of these. That combined with meditation, as I've been saying, I've been really religious. I think I've missed only once. That would be a year and a half now since May I think is when I was. I've been really religious in doing these breathing before going to bed and completely getting out of TV and not looking at my mobile phone, etc., and just relaxing. And I just found that it's so helpful for getting to sleep and the sleeping well. So I hope you these breathing exercises are helpful. You can pick up as part of meditation and sometimes part of yoga and just as a separate thing. And then when at a given moment, either when you're in your car and you feel really frustrated and anxious, you can do any of these breathing exercises. That's just getting oxygen into and controlling your breathing is fantastic for reducing your stress. I'm going to end. I don't know if it'll be ending. Let me see how it goes. But there was I think it was a YouTube, and it was an 81-year-old describing five kinds of persons to avoid, and they're saying that at his age, 81 years old, basically giving really great importance to peace and all, and even more so, he's more conscious of the kind of people to avoid. I don't think we should come any close. Wait till you're 80 or 81. This is all your life. These are what are the people that pick you up and help you improve, and what are the ones who frustrate you and make it difficult for you to have good goals and strive for improvements. But let me just say the five that he has and just a comment on it. But the first he calls the manipulator. This is a person who was always asking for help for one way or another, and for some reasons always needs help, and so I think when I said that, the manipulator and someone who's always asking for help, but when the call comes, you can almost 95% of the time, they probably want something. There's a problem that they have, and they probably want something that how you can help them, solve their problem or help them solve their problem. The second is the narcissist, and he describes this really as a person that just interested in themselves, and they'll come in. I'm thinking of a person who comes into your office and tells you about all the kinds of problems and things and achievements and when you sort of try to describe something that you want to say about yourself or add to what that person's saying with your point of view, they just stop you, and they're just interested in themselves. It's just themselves. The narcissist, the egotist, that's the second one. The critic, no matter what you do and how you do it, and there's always what did you do wrong? What could you have done better? So it's just looking for the nitpicking thing. So that's the third. They calls them the critic. And then the irresponsible one, with always chaos, just never can handle their issues and their problems, and a little bit like the manipulator, but you know, always doesn't pick up after themselves or herself, and you know, so that's and then the ungrateful one that never says thank you, never expresses gratitude. No matter, you know, what you do, you're kind of doing them a favor. Of course, there isn't anyone that pure any of these things. And some people have kind of like three of the ones, and it was usually the manipulator and the narcissist, you know, critic, and can be all of them just about. And the persons that I come to mind, kind of combine them, you know. So kind of avoid those kinds of people. Think about life. See that movie and reflect on that movie and what life is and what's important. And don't be worried about death. Take action. Okay, so come to an end in this third and segment. Wish you the best. Take care. This is your host, Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.